Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction.
It really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive, and we don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC's the light here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Sugar Brothers life with a knife, that's his life. Cried, cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction.
Fighting, busting, heaven's
out the door so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together before we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take keys before I leave for what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
The heavy beat, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but to the vets, they're a duck. There's no one around, cause in jail, you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
People to hope they get along.
Yeah,
getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, don't be not around.
Set in your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check.
Or else it's
self-destruction. I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Yes, family. Welcome back to blogtalkradio.com/bashandsmash. Real Talk Radio. Man, wasn't them brothers and sisters preaching? I'm telling you, if you don't understand the words that was coming out of their mouth, man, they was preaching hard. Well, welcome to blogtalkradio.com/bashandsmashrealtalkradio. For Monday, December 31st, I'm your host, Brother Bashir Abdul-Haq, coming to you live from the Bronx, New York, as we do every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As usual, we have a wonderful platform for you today. Today, we're going to be doing our first award ceremony. I think it's awesome, you know, especially when we understand, you know, what's going on in our society, and then there's people there that's actually trying to help and serve the communities and try to get people to see things in a different way. So, you know, they can become great assets to their families, their communities, so on and so forth. You know, just like in the song, you know, trying to show people we don't have to be, you know, so wicked and devilish and foolish in our actions. You know, we can actually, you know, be pious and humble and righteous people. We can enjoy one another. You know, we can live in peace. I know it seems like a fantasy, but, you know, I mean, it's the reality is, let's try it, you know. I don't know. Let's try it. Maybe next year, you know, more people will try it. That's what we're hoping. But we're going to continue doing our job, you know. So all praise is due to the Most High. So like I said, you know, we're going to be going through, you know, some awards for the people who have, you know, dedicated time, dedicated, you know, finances, you know, dedicated their support and, you know, to the cause of trying to bring peace in our communities and our society, try to bring that true love and brotherhood and sisterhood, you know. And, you know, all praise due to the Most High. I'm so happy that, you know, there's people that's willing to do this work. So, you know, today we'll be talking to some of these people. And I hope that, you know, everyone can learn from it, you know, and everyone tries to really, you know, do their part. You know, it really takes a village to raise a child. So, you know, the more unified we are in righteousness, you know, the more better our lives is going to become. So, you know, and that's kind of the discussion that I want to, you know, kind of have real quick about, you know, the importance of, you know, serving one's community. Because when we look at the prophets of the Almighty Creator, we always see a common theme across the board. You always see these individuals embracing the people, from the poor to the, you know, rich. And they're just calling the people to good behavior, you know, good morals and ethics and recognizing the Most High and, you know, understanding our positions here on earth. You know, they just wanted to call the people because the people deviated from the course that was, you know, the right path or the straight path. You know, so the messages were sent to bring that reform and bring that change so that the society can understand that the paradise is right there for you to grab it. You know, the pleasure of the Almighty Creator is right there for you to grab it. You know, you don't have to serve the devil, you know, because, I mean, you can't serve two masters. You only can serve either the Most High or you can serve, you know, that wicked, devilish entity that we know as, you know, the devil or Satan or Shaitan, so on and so forth. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to, because my phone is going off here like crazy. So apparently, I have to take this real quick. So just, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment, all right? Peace.
We're talking radio.
Welcome to the Lion's Den, the home of the Lions of Allah, the People's Organization. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/bashandsmashrealtalkradio. Our on-air call-in number is 914-338-0065. Again, that's 914-338-0065. And press the 1 key to get on air. Bash and Smash, where we give real solutions to real problems, helping communities change their conditions, hearts, and minds. We are dedicated to providing information that truly has the power to liberate the condition and mindset of the society we live in. Universal in nature, everyone can benefit, particularly the African American community. We urge our people to wake up, clean up, and stand up. We are broken in so many ways. Isn't it time for us to come together and begin picking up the pieces for the sake of our children and future generations? Tune into our show, Bash and Smash Real Talk Radio, every Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We welcome all questions and comments. Need personal advice? Contact us on our direct number, 610-802-7995. Again, that's 610-802-7995. From Sunday through Friday, our hosts address everything from spirituality, nutrition, and economics to marriage, weight loss, and politics. For more information, log on to lionsofallah.org. We know many of you talk the talk, but here at Bash and Smash Real Talk Radio, we walk the walk. If you care about your community and future, join our team. Again, for more information, log into lionsofallah.org today. Change only happens when you make it happen. So the question remains, are you a lion or a sheep? LOA, stand up. Peace.
Yes, welcome back to blogtalkradio.com/bash/realtalkradio. I'm your host, Brother Bashir Abdul Haq, and today we're going to be getting into, you know, our first awards celebration or whatever you would like to call it, you know, but it's really recognition for those that, you know, have devoted their time to giving out this information and trying to help, you know, the people in their community. And I thought, what, you know, it's the end of the year, and, you know, everyone's getting their mind right for 2013 to come in, and, you know, the resolutions start. And, you know, so I thought, I said, you know what, I'm so, and you know, I reflected back on the year, and I was like, man, this, I'm so happy that, you know, the way, how far we have come, you know, especially with our radio program, you know, and listening to the radio program, I'm like, man, we really got some people bringing some good information, you know, and I just was like, man, these people really came in, and week after week, you know, they stay the course, and, you know, they're doing their thing, and they bring in sublime information, you know, that, you know, I mean, they, hats off. So let's throw one of them in the water, and I know she's gonna be like, "Oh man, he gotta put me first. Why you gotta do that, brother? I thought it was love in the building." So, sister, we're gonna pull you in a minute, all right, Sister Shante? So I'm gonna let you get up your you know, get your heart together for a moment, and then we're gonna pull you right on in. But listen, you know, this sister is very important to, you know, the success and the progress of, you know, the Lions of Allah, as well as our radio program. And, you know, this sister actually was a listener to our, you know, radio show for, I don't know, we're gonna have to ask her, for a long time now, you know, and she's been an advocate listener, and going from a listener position, you know, the sister started posting about, you know, some of the shows that we were having on Facebook, and, you know, people were liking her status, and, you know, people would comment to, you know, what she wrote about our program, you know, and the sister is technically non-Ahmadi, non-Muslim, even though I consider her as a Muslim, you know, but I guess technically she would say I'm not, you know, Muslims in the literal sense, but, you know, the sister really started putting in that work, you know, and went out in the listener phase to a proactive phase of, you know, talking to the people about what she had heard, you know, and through the grace of the Most High, you know, I spoke to the sister, and I said, you know, I'm reading what you were writing, and although it is about the show, not everything was about the show, but although she had written about some of the topics, I was reading it, and I was like, man, this is really good. You know, and people were commenting to it. So I said, wow, how about, you know, we start a blog, you know, for the Bash and Smashville Talk Radio program. And, you know, the sister said, yeah, cool. You know, I'll start the blog. And, you know, the sister started the blog. That's when we had, what was it, lionsofallah.tumblr.com or something like that, right? And, you know, she was handling the blogs, and the blogs were so beautiful. You know, I mean, great work, you know. Diamond in the Rough. And that shows, you know, that in our community, we have so much potential to do great things, you know, with no training or very little training. You know, we just naturally, I don't know, it's great. But, you know, the sister also took it further than that, you know, and we got our website for the Lions of Allah, and, you know, she manages the blog page and, you know, maintains the blogs on the website, And, you know, the sister is a good, great writer. You guys definitely need to check out her work. You could go to lionsofalaw.org and go to the blog page, you know. And, I mean, the sister is writing, and she is really going in. And, you know, although she is not technically an Ahmadi Muslim or a Muslim, you know, she said that I am willing to join in good with you guys. You know, I'm whatever I need to do, I will do it. And, you know, she also has made financial sacrifices, you know, helped us, you know, creating our ads and for our website or other people's websites. So the sister has been very proactive, you know, very proactive in, you know, doing good for her community. And she just asks for more work, you know what I mean? Every time I pop up, she's always saying, well, I did something, you know. Brother Bashir, I made this. Do you want to check it out? And, you know, the sister is awesome. So let's bring this sister in the building real quick. Come on, beloved, suck it up. Let's bring in our beloved sister, Sister Shawn Tay, in the building. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. You know, sister, I really would like to thank you sincerely. And because it's people like you that really, you know, shows us that we all can do something. We all can, you know, step in and do something. And a little bit of work actually becomes a lot of work. And it's like, oh, man, it's so awesome. So let me ask you a question real quick. You know, I mean, what truly inspired you to say, you know, I'm going to deal with these people who has a, you know, religious ideology and doctrine, and, you know, I'm not a part of that. I'm familiar with it, but, you know, and then you just dive in there doing this work. I mean, what motivated you to really do that?
What motivates me, first of all, I don't have a problem with, you know, Muslims or anybody's, you know, religious beliefs, because, you know, I grew up around Muslims. You know, my stepfather is an Ahmadi Muslim, and my mother was too, you know. So that's first of all. That's why I'm so, you know, comfortable with it. And what motivates me is the kids. You know, I feel like we have to, I love what you're trying to do for the youth, you know, and what this organization, you know, stands for when it comes to the kids, because I feel like we have to, in order for us to change our condition, I feel that we have to first, you know, reach the kids, because that's the next generation coming up, and the cycle has to end somewhere, you know.
I agree. The cycle has to end.
Right. So that's my motivation.
Mm. And that's great motivation. Let me ask you, now, how long have you been listening to Bash and Smash Real Talk Radio?
I think since probably mid-2010.
Yeah, so it's been a couple of years. You've been there, like, from the beginning, actually. So that's awesome. That's pretty cool, you know. That's pretty cool, and I'm glad that, you know, the program actually was able to inspire someone to say, you know what, I'm digging what y'all saying, you know. I mean, what is it with the things that you hear in particular with me? Because, you know, I go hard a lot of times. So I mean, and a lot of people get afraid of that. I mean, you wasn't afraid of that, or, you know, did that,
the thing that really caught my attention when I first started listening to Bash and Smash is the fact that, you know, you were about getting out there in the community. And that's what I was, you know, that's what I felt that was missing all along, you know, is people going out there, you know, into the community and, you know, the places where we hear all the violence is taking place and, you know, the places where the kids are, you know, at a higher risk, you know. Excuse me. So you were the first person that I've heard, you know, saying, you know, we need to get out there. We need to get out there and talk to the people and, you know, find out what we can do to help them, you know, help themselves, you know. So that's what caught my attention and, you know, that's why I hung in there.
Yes, ma'am, and we definitely appreciate you. And this is the reason I want to present to you, you know, the Khadija Service Award for Best Support. And, you know, the reason why this award has the name Khadija, may peace be upon her, is because the wife of the prophet, you know, the thing that she did was, I mean, here was a wealthy woman, you know, who we'll say is rich, you know, she's super paid, you know, and she gave, you know, her money to the prophet, you know, and she supported him all the way, you know, and when after he received, you know, his first revelation, you know, she was the one that, you know, was there to support him when he was trembling and, you know, trying to get his mind straight because he's trying to figure out what had just happened, you know, and that's really the spirit of, you know, that's your spirit, you know, for someone that just come out, especially a woman, you know, to come out and say, you know, I have my kids and family, but you still take time to, you know, step out there, put in some work, you know, support whatever it is I can do to support y'all effort, you know, I mean, you're doing, and sister, you know, may the Almighty Creator reward you time and time again, and you know you are definitely family and you are definitely a loved one of ours forever, and you always are in our prayers. Thank you very much, our beloved sister. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sister, so you know, if is there anything that you would like to add before we step on to our next soldier that we're going to bring to the platform. But we're going to keep your line open, you know, so.
One thing is not only do I feel honored, you know, to be a part of this, you know, this organization, but I'm just happy that I got a chance to meet such good people. You know, you, Sister Sakina, and, you know, Brother Kareem, and Brother Dao, everybody, you know, it's like I wouldn't have had the opportunity otherwise, you know. So I'm just thankful for that, too.
Oh, thank you, beloved sister. Thank you very much. I mean, and the last thing I'll say is that, you know, this is an example of what we have to do, family. This is an example. I mean, come on, that starts really stepping up, you know. That's really step up. So, sister, we're going to keep your mind open, and we'll be back shortly in just a moment. So, the next beloved that I want to bring up, I want to bring up another queen. And this sister, you know, upon being called to co-host with Sister Sakina, the sister, you know, took on that responsibility and duty. And I don't think it was such a easy decision, you know, to say, I will commit, you know, to coming on this program week after week, you know. And when you're dealing with the women, you're really dealing with the mothers, you know. I mean, they have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. You know, they got husbands to take care of, they got children to take care of, a house to manage, got to work, and, you know, so many things that they have to do. And, you know, to say, all right, I'll try it out, you know, and go ahead and try that thing out and then continuously bring that information. And the sister has a passion, you know, that is just unbelievable. You know, and I really, you know how you could tell when a person, you know, is speaking truth to power. I mean, you could really feel the energy through, you know, the sound waves of their voice. You know, and even though you're listening on a computer or you're listening on the phone, you know, the power really comes out of this sister. She's really educated. And, you know, another example of, you know, the intelligence that is in our community. You know, another example of intelligence that are, you know, raising, you know, children in our society. So we have so much. Oh, man, we're so intelligent and smart. And, you know, the sister really brought the Sister of Knowledge show on Tuesdays back to life, you know, because the chemistry, you know, is awesome. And I really enjoy it and I really love it. And I would like to bring on our beloved sister. Let's bring the Sister of Knowledge, the queen in the building, Sister Hassana Ahmed. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah
for all your
sister.
Kind words. MashaAllah.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. You know, I was going to put on a clap, but I figured if I did, Uncle Rafi probably would call me later and be like, brother, we don't do no clapping. So I said, I ain't going to put it on his one. He'll be like, that's you. Let's have a little talk about that clapping thing you did. Oh, praise you to Allah. But you know, Ati, I mean, I'm dead serious, you know, when I say that. I recognize when people take the time out to come out here and give this information. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of sisters that, you know, due to many situations that can occur, but we don't have a lot of women that's out there, you know, being vocal about the things that has happened in our society. So it's like it takes a lot of courage for an individual like yourself, you know, to come on and week after week go hammering that information. And, you know, I mean, you're in America, you your whole body is covered, you know, and I mean, you're just so awesome, sister. I really thank you, and I hope that more women, you know, follow your example, because you are actually a real role model that people just walk by every day and don't understand how sublime you are. And we really thank you for all of your work and your dedication and helping Bash and Smash, you know, have a sound platform so that people can learn some information.
Jazakallah. But alhamdulillah, it's all Allah. It's not Hassana at all. And, you know, your uncle pushing me. it was a big step for me. You know, mashallah, you know, I can definitely talk one-on-one to people. And in my work, I would do groups, but just the thought of being on the radio broadcasting to such a big audience, it was a little frightening. But, and mashallah, he encouraged me, and truly it is a pleasure. And it's something that I so admired about you. You know, I love the spirit that the youth bring, mashallah, because, you know, the old get a little stagnated with some stuff and get used to things being the way that they are. But really, the youth bring the energy and it bring us up to the 21st century, mashallah, you know, because this is just an awesome opportunity that you have opened us all up to be able to touch so many households. Which in the past, you know, it would have never happened. But with your innovation and ability to see into the future and move Ahmadiyyat in a way that truly the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu salam, said that it would happen. You know, it would reach all corners of the world. And through this internet radio, it's happening, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
May Allah continue to bless you for all of the work that you've done to make this happen.
Don't do it to me. I mean, come on. You can't be making me feel like a punk, man. You know, something I want to say real quick is that, you know, one thing about Sister Hisada, and I call her, refer to her as Auntie, right, is that, you know, her aura is like, she has, you know how some women have that, I think all women have it, but some have it more than others, that spirit of, like, mommy, like, look, mommy cuddling, talking to you right now, you know, that's how it comes off to me, like, this is authoritative. You know, this is authority right here speaking. So that energy, I definitely love it. And, you know, the way that you, you know, supported, you know, the LOA when a lot of people don't really, you know, want to even take it there. But, you know, saying, you know what, I support the effort and, you know, go ahead and do what you got to do. Y'all in my prayers. And that support is really awesome because, you know, most people look at us as like we're the ones that is, you know, deviant, you know, although we saying, no, y'all the ones that really deviated, but, you know. So it's so awesome. And for that, you know, we definitely want to present to our auntie, Sister Hisada, you know, our Malcolm X Service Award for Propagation. And, you know, I imagine people, you know, that really stood for something and something that, you know, everybody can relate to as to what the work, you know, they achieve. And, you know, Malcolm was a person that, you know, went and spoke truth to power despite, you know, the odds, you know, and through his courage to speak to the people, you know, a lot of people were saved, you know, and I think that, you know, that's the spirit of you, Auntie, and, you know, may Allah continue to bless you. And it's a really a great honor, and you truly are. And I'm not just saying it because I know you. I'm really serious that, you know, you made our program much better. And I feel good to, you know, present your program to the people. I feel good making a CD and saying, listen to this, you know. So thank you for that, beloved. And may Allah bless you.
Alhamdulillah. All praises be to Allah.
So I got to throw one question. Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
Auntie, I'm sorry.
No, I was done.
Okay, I got to give you one question, though, because I asked everybody else a question. So my question to you is, you know, what would be the motivation to, you know, take on, I'm going to go on a program and, you know, I'm going to speak truth to power out there. I'm going to tell them about Allah. And if you could throw in there, like, what gives you the audacity to cover your whole body in this American society? I mean, what... Can you give us a little bit of that, a little explanation?
Yeah, for sure. For me, the motivating factor was always the fact that when I stand before my Lord, none of this flesh is going to be there. So for me to waste time and doing all this crazy stuff that other women truly waste time doing is ridiculous. If I'm going to make myself beautiful, it needs to be that which Allah is going to see on the day of judgment. And that is my spirit. So I just cover that up. That beauty, that's for Rafiq, okay? And that's enough. The rest of the world, no, you don't get that. Not at all. But what you will get is the aura that I plan to take to my Lord. So when I spend my time, all women are vain. Yes, we are. I spend that time on that spiritual me that needs to be beautiful when it stands before her Lord.
That's sublime. I don't know what else to say. I mean, that's just awesome. And thank you once again. Allah bless you. And please continue doing what you do because, oh, man, that's awesome. I don't know if y'all understand or not, but hopefully y'all do. So thank you, Auntie. God bless you. You always in our prayers.
May Allah continue to bless you.
I mean. Thank you. So let's move to the man that the beauty is for. And, you know, you know, this brother, you know, really is a brother that has always been out there as long as I've known him. He's always been proactive, doing something. I mean, you don't even know how he do all the things he do. I mean, he just, you know, like the Flash. I'm over here. You know, I'm saving the people over here. I mean, the brother is definitely awesome. And, you know, when he came into the program, you know, his first day, I swear to God, right? His first day on the program, I'm listening, and come to find out, I mean, this guy's been a radio host for his whole life, probably, you know, because, I mean, he just was so professional, you know, handling the calls, and he remembered the commercials. I'm like, man, this guy is awesome for real. You know, I mean, no training whatsoever I had to do. I mean, the guy came out doing what he do, and he brings such a beautiful essence to our program. I mean, he really does. And I understand that this brother actually is a catalyst for me doing what I'm doing, overthinking about a lot of things he used to tell us, you know, years ago. And despite, you know, the haters, you know, trying to, you know, attack our brother, and, you know, the same way they attack all of us that, you know, try to get out there, they say you have to want to be the Khalifa, you want to be the leader, look at him, he, you know, he thinks he's the superstar when you're just trying to do the work, you know. So, and this brother is definitely awesome, and God bless this brother, and let's bring our brother in, Brother Rafiq Ahmed. Assalamu alaikum, welcome, beloved.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, brother. The check is in the mail.
Yes,
mashallah, sir. All those comments, man. Before I begin, in the name of Allah. I seek refuge from the accursed Satan, and I begin in the name of Allah. I bear witness there is no God but Allah. He is alone. There is no partners. I bear witness that Muhammad, may the peace and blessing and mercy of Allah be upon him, is the servant and messenger. I further bear witness that the Wulal Ahmed is the deputy of Muhammad, the Messiah of this age. And those are the things that we should be very grateful for. I mean, so, Brother Bashir, I would like to, you know, like I said the other night on the conference call, Brother, I think that a lot of this, you know, all of this is that's happening to you and your wife, and all this that have been, you know, instrumental in setting up the Bash and Smash Blog Talk Radio Network, in addition to the Lines of Allah. You know, y'all can all check that out, linesofallah.org. You can go in there and check that out.
You see what I'm saying? This guy is awesome. You see what I'm saying?
Y'all can check that out, because, you know, we doing stuff, and Brother Bashir has been a real leader in this, and a real visionary, and, you know, you're to be applauded as well, brother, for all what you have done, and I certainly appreciate you giving me the opportunity to give me a little bit of a platform, me and my co-host, Brother Kareem, because, you know, I think I got some things I want to say, and yeah, that could benefit folk. And, you know, some folk try to keep me quiet, but, you know, by your vision, you know, and your wisdom, you chose to, you know, allow me to become a part of this, you know, very honorable group of people who are trying diligently to, you know, give the people what they need. So we are very appreciative, brother, for all of us, every one of us, all of us who do these shows, you know, because we all feel the same way. I know I can feel it, but I ain't got to see and say that to everybody, but I know everybody's very appreciative, and we all very much, you know, passionate about what we do. And so, you know, thanks a lot for, you know, all of those things. May Allah reward you, your sister Sakina, because she's working hard along with you, you know, and ain't no cash flow with all this, you know, ain't nobody making no big dollars or nothing like this. This is what people want to do from their heart. So that's really, you know, to give up your time, very valuable. People don't understand sometimes why we do what we do, but we do what we do because we know why we do what we do. So, yeah, so, brother, want to take over your show for you. I just want to.
No, yeah, you can most certainly do it, brother, because you're the man. And you know, all praise due to Allah. I really appreciate it. You trying to bring it out me too, but you know, I'm gonna stay strong. I'm too big to be letting tears go on the radio. You know. But you know. Yeah, and, you know, it's really strange to me that, you know, we have this wonderful message of, you know, Islam, of righteousness, and there's so many sources that we use, you know, and you guys, you know, you have allowed, I mean, I love your show, brother. I really do. It's so awesome. I'm so happy to make CDs and pass out you and Brother Kareem on there, you know, going in. And please continue to do the work. I mean, when you brought the sister in, the doctor, to talk about, you know, the AIDS, I mean, that was awesome. You know, and that's the spirit, you know. We bringing others in, you know, to bring a message to the people, you know, showing resources and references. It's awesome. Thank you, Onk. And for that, we definitely going to be serving you with the Malcolm X Service Award for propagation as well. You know, getting out there, being a force that is speaking truth to power. And, you know, it's not easy. And keep constantly going week in and week out and week in and week out. It's really awesome. And because of that, we was able to extend our program out so we can give, you know, have more days where we can try to accommodate the people. You know, you off on Friday, you can listen. You work on Monday, you can listen on Tuesday. So, you know, it's awesome. And, you know, without you, you know, it really is a piece missing. So, and we definitely thank you and love you, brother, for that. And if there's anything else you would like to say, please, you have the floor.
Well, I just wanted to, of course, invite everybody to tune in to Islam's Response for Contemporary Issues on Friday from 7 to 9 on the Bashir's Mag Blog Talk Radio Network. And you will hear the most up-to-date contemporary issues, and we try to bring it home from to a practical way. So we break it down to, you know, in a way that's meaningful so that you can apply it to your everyday life. So we just, you know, humbly request that you tune in to that, our show on Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. It's our sponsor, Contemporary Issues. And once again, invite you to visit the website, linesofallah, that's one word, .org, and you can see some of the work we're doing. Love you much, bro. Appreciate all what you're doing.
Salam alaikum. Love you too, beloved. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Yes, awesome, brother. Awesome. So let's go to our brother, because our brother is not feeling well today. So let's get him in and out of here. But this brother that I'm going to bring up, it's really funny, you know, because I knew this brother for a very long time, you know, and it seems even longer. But, you know, and we was on and we was off, and we was on and we was off. You know, our relationship was just on and off, you know. We somehow, you know, I don't talk to him for a while, he don't talk to me for a while. Not that it was some type of, you know, physical fighting or I don't like you or no things like that. But, you know, there was, you know, we wasn't connected. You know, we didn't allow our aura to come together and bond together, you know. And some things we allowed to, you know, come between us. And, you know, it got a little rocky, you know, with videos being made, documentaries. And, you know, honestly, one day, you know, the prayers was answered because something happened. You know, something spiritual happened, and the brother and I became, you know, bonded by, you know, a spiritual bond. You know, he got his brother back, and I got my brother back. And, you know, it happened like instantaneously. It was so crazy. You know, it was so crazy. We talked, and then we was like, you know, we're not going to let Shaitan come in between us. We're going to unite. We're going to be together. And ever since then, I mean, it's just been so awesome. And the brother, you know, didn't just come with a false sense of, you know, I'm here because, and by the way, Brother Rafiq was also a catalyst to that. You know, he was also a catalyst to bringing us together, you know, even though he didn't physically have a talk with us. You know, sometimes words just ain't going to do it. You know, you just got to move the chess piece in the right square, you know, and set up your moves right. And then, you know, eventually you take down the king. So, you know, but this brother came out and he really, you know, been steadfast. And he's the co-host of Brother Rafiq on, you know, Friday show, Bass and Smash Presents Islam's Response to Contemporary Issues. And, you know, the brother has been engaged in the work. He has been engaged in financial sacrifice as well, you know, paying out money, which is hard for brothers to do, you know, hard for sisters to do, hard for anyone to do, right? Part with their money, right? So, you know, but this brother has been a supporter of the Lions of Allah. You know, he's been there, helped structuring it, you know, creating our workbooks. He's been working very hard, I mean, extremely hard on creating great things, you know, for our organization. And, you know, without any further ado, let's bring on our national president of the Lions of Allah, our beloved brother, Kareem Muhammad. Peace be upon you, beloved. Welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum. Thanks for those kind words, brother. You know, like I said, I'm a little under the weather today.
Right. So, brother, you don't have to say much, brother, because I know you're sick. So, you know, save your voice, save your energy, beloved. I'll give you that option, you know, out of respect for you, if you would like to, you know, say a couple of things. But if not, don't worry about it, brother. Let me tell you about your awards. I will continue whatever you would like, beloved.
Yeah, I say a little something. You know, like you said, you know I got to say a little something.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, like you said, you know, the shaitan was trying to keep us apart for a long time. And we see why now, you know what I mean? The enemy, you know, always want to keep brothers disunited. But, you know, through the sake of Allah, you know, that's not the case anymore. And I think this is just the beginning of what we will actually accomplish. You know, this first award show, you know, I see us having a stadium full of people. Having the 30th annual award show, you know what I mean? I see us in every community, inshallah. So I think this is just the beginning of our work, and, you know, so alhamdulillah.
All praise due to the Most High. And, brother, I really appreciate, you know, your efforts. I'm sincere about everything I'm saying tonight. You know, I don't know if I've ever been this truthful. I really am, you know, because a lot of times, you know, the actual practice of what the Prophet Muhammad has taught us, we lack on that. You know, we don't really say we're going to live this thing. But once we live this thing, this is what happens. You know, this is what happens. You know, when you come together, you know what? Man, this is awesome. But, brother, I'm going to present you with two awards. One is the Malcolm X Service Award for Propagation, you know, for coming out speaking truth to power. And, you know, the second one is the Abu Bakr Siddiq Award for Financial Sacrifice, you know, because, you know, you is not a man that just say, I have this money just to throw away, you know. And you came out here and you've been so on it, you know, like, okay, I'm behind this thing 100%. I believe in it. I'm going to pay in it. I'm going to sacrifice. And that's just what it is. And you know, hats off to you, beloved, for, you know, going in as hard as you do, beloved, and may Allah reward you and shower his blessings upon you, beloved. And please take some rest because you're not feeling well. And, you know, let's keep our prayer, brother, in our prayers, you know, for that strong health. And, brother, perhaps you need to call Sister Medina up.
Yes,
sir. So, beloved, you know, is there anything else you'd like to add or, you know, you get your rest now?
Yeah, that's it. I just, you know, like to congratulate everybody, you know, all my other co-hosts. May Allah reward you well for your efforts. And, you know, I look forward to continuing to build, you know, with all of you and to take over the communities, inshallah.
Inshallah, God willing. Yes, sir. Thank you, beloved. You get you some rest. And, you know, when we pour Sister Medina, I'm going to tell her, throw you a little something, all right?
Yes, sir.
So, yes, sir. All right, peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, so this next sister is another blessing to our program. I mean, she really is. This sister, you know, I called this sister because we was looking for, you know, a health program. I said, we need, you know, we're talking about health on the shows, but we're, you know, we need somebody where health is their thing. You know, they can really go into it and break it down because in our communities, we are really suffering from, you know, so many diseases, you know, so many things, high blood pressure, diabetes, I mean, AIDS, I mean, you know, it's just too much going on. And our nutrition is off and, you know, we've been trained and molded to, you know, eat a certain way. We don't know how to properly, you know, feed our bodies, you know, spiritually nor with the physical food, you know. And this sister came out, although she is not of, you know, the Muslim faith, you know, our sister is an Israelite who I love and adore. And she said, you know, I'm willing to give this information to anybody, you know. She didn't allow any ideology or any philosophy to come between, you know, giving people information on how to live healthy, you know, despite, you know, her ideology, despite ours. And in fact, that is like the true essence of, you know, prophethood and of the creator, you know, showing love to your fellow man, regardless as to their economic status or, you know, what religion they are part of or what they, you know, what they deal with. You know, it's about, this is really the spirit of Jesus, you know, and it's really awesome. And this sister came in and she's been given sublime health information and putting us on to, you know, how to eat, watch this, look at that. And she also will analyze you, you know, get your information and prescribe for you a program that can, you know, increase your chances of getting off medications permanently, you know, and, you know, healing diseases and sickness that they'll try to say that, you know what, we're just going to constantly treat you and treat you. And, you know, this sister really has been phenomenal in presenting this nutritious information, this nutrition information. And I am so, you can't feel it. I mean, you just don't know, you know. I don't have the words, you know, because I think of my mother, you know, who passed away in 2003 from, you know, colon cancer, you know, and I know that we're dying constantly from these diseases. And I know that I always knew there was something happening here they're not telling us. I didn't know what, and, you know, but we found out now. And this sister has been, you know, so wonderful on coming on our program. Like I said, despite that we are, you know, Muslims, we are the Alliance of Allah, whatever, Ahmadi Muslims, you know, she came on every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, giving out information that I'm telling you, it you know, you should be happy you're getting this information because it could cost you a whole lot of money. And in fact, it is costing us a whole lot of money by not listening to her, you know. So she really got sublime information. And let's bring this wonderful sister in, Sister Medina J. Nats. Peace, sister, and welcome to the program.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, beloved sister. So let me ask you, sister, I mean, what – first, thank you again for, you know, coming on, providing this information. I mean, this information truly saves lives. I mean, it does. If people, you know, take heed, we can prevent a lot of things that, you know, happen to us. And thank you, sister. I really appreciate it. So, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, your background in, you know, the herbalist field, you know, and tell us what inspired you to, you know, come on a program where, you know, these are Muslims, they don't have the same faith as you, but you come on a program and you give this information to the people. What's that motivation?
Well, what motivates me is I've lived in quite a few different places, but I've grown up on the south side of Chicago, and a lot of people, my relatives included, call it Chirac. And I will admit I'm on the south side.
Chirac.
It's not a – yes, they call it Chirac, and some people are upset that I'm still here, especially my family in California and different places. But what motivated me is the same thing that motivates me to work here in the community, because I've had a lot of people tell me to go to the north side, which anyone who's ever been to Chicago, it's a divide. The south side is chiefly black people, and the north side is, of course, predominantly a lot of white people and other races. There's mixtures on both sides of town, but that's what it predominantly is. And I've had clients, because 85% of my clients are black people, but with the other percent, they'll always say, well, you know, you've got to come up north, or, you know, come out to the suburbs. You know, you could really be making a lot of money. And what I say to them is, I have a diverse group of people right here on the south side of Chicago. And a lot of my clients are Muslims, but a lot of different faiths. I mean, Farrakhan, who's just, you know, one fraction of Islam, is literally right around the corner from me. I can stand in my backyard and I can see the crescent and the moon turning around from right around the corner. And a lot of my clients, I just grew up around a diverse group of people. And even though I'm not an MD, and I do respect doctors and nurses, you know, we can have another talk about how the training and the system, but they do work hard to save lives. If you're a doctor, you can't say, well, I'm not going to work in here with people because, you know, they're Jehovah's Witnesses or Muslims or Christians or whatever. You work on people because that's what you do, you know. So
yes,
I've never been one to section or fraction myself off, because I have a lot of friends from a lot of diverse walks in life. And we get along well as long as we respect each other and don't overstep, you know, our boundaries. I know where the boundaries are. But I find in doing free workshops all over the place, health is something that everybody needs, and particularly in the black community, the house is on fire.
Mm. And you are most certainly on the program, and you have other programs you do, and you hold classes. So, you know, you are out there engaged in the community trying to spread this information, and that is just so awesome, sister. I mean, having a person with your knowledge that you give to the people is definitely a true asset. You know, you really are a true asset to our program, and I don't know what we'll do without you. You know, I really don't, because your information is definitely needed. You know, because having a healthy body from physical food is, you know, from our teachings, it's a part of spirituality. You know, and this is why, even with, like, you know, many say the Jewish faith, you know, they have the kosher, you know, kosher foods. You know, Islam is halal food, you know. So the food is very important, you know, to the well-being of the body, and that's a part of the whole spiritual system, the spirituality thing, you know. So,
well, you know, I would like to say this, that I'm not – a Christian or a Jew or Jewish by, you know, the way the world looks at things. The people that know me well know that I'm an avid reader and studier. I only like to go forth with things that I can prove out. And one scripture that came to mind as I was sitting listening is what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And through reading the scriptures, I found out, and this is specifically in one verse, it's Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. It said that the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So it's been taught that soul is something, you know, that's in us, but actually, you know, we're living souls. You know, a lot of people think that a soul is a spirit, but we're living souls. And so I think about that all the time, you know, what good does it do us to profit the whole world? And people will. They'll spend a lot of money on a lot of things, but we don't take care of some of the things that are priorities. So, you know, that's why I like to do free workshops all the time, because I've also read in the Word where it says, you know, buy the truth and sell it not, you know. So if you have something that's good and it's beneficial to people and you're only going to share it if you can benefit from it, then, you know, your heart is in the wrong place. I make a living, and, you know, that's fine, but the information that we share, and I'm sure you guys share throughout the week, is something that's near to your heart, and you're really trying to help people to have a better quality of life physically and spiritually.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And, sister, you know, we would like to present to you the Vivian Thomas Award for Propagating Health. And Vivian Thomas was a black man that was born in August 26, 1910, right? And he passed away November 26, 1985. And he was a man that didn't get. They actually made a documentary about his life.
I saw the movie with Mos Def. He did it. Excellent job. I think he should have gotten an award for that.
Oh, yeah, he definitely should. He definitely should have. And, you know, the way that movie was, you know, portrayed and acted out, it was awesome. But this brother, you know, trained under, you know, white doctors, and he never actually got his, you know, medical degree. You know, he never actually became a doctor from, you know, going to college, so on and so forth. I think he actually was so great that they gave him the title of doctor, and they eventually made him honorary doctor, right? And I mean, his life was awesome. Y'all should check that out. And, you know, thinking about what can, you know, how would you present an award to a person such as her? It reminds me of, you know, the spirit of the work that you do. Because a lot of times, not a lot of times, the fact of the matter is that we look at, you know, the people that went through the school system and, you know, got a degree to say they're doctors. And they most certainly are, you know. I mean, they went to the school, they did the training, and, you know, they became doctors. But we forget that, you know, the first doctor is, you know, your mother, for one, you know. And we've always, when we look at history, we've had remedies, natural things that, you know, our ancestors really understood, you know, and they will use those things, and they will be healthy for much longer than we are now, extremely much longer than we are now. But, you know, we got away from that. You know, they really guided us, you know, to this pharmaceutical ordeal, you know, which is another hustle and trap. But a person like, you know, Sister Medina J. Nance, Dr. Sadie, and, you know, all these people out here who's bringing this information, and, you know, people are really getting healthier with this. You know, they're not just being treated and, you know, learning how to cope with the sickness. They actually like, look, we're going to beat this sickness up, and we're going to get it out of you. But this is what you got to do.
you know, and we see that it is working, and more people really have to get plugged in with it. You know, we really do. And, you know, so that's why we would like to give you this Vivian Thomas Award for Propagating Health, sister, because, you know, you're awesome at what you do. And I would like to just ask you, can you tell the people, like, you know, a little bit of your background in the field and, you know, how you came about it? And
sure. I'll try to make it brief because I realize you have a lot of people to talk to. I basically started in the 80s with nutrition. I didn't want to go to work when my son was a baby, and I had a lot of friends who had, we all had our children around the same time, and they were worried. Some of them had to go to work and needed to, so I told them, I'll watch your children. And I had an at-home daycare center, and I just explained to some of the new moms that I would work with their nutrition. They didn't have to really bring their food because I didn't like some of the food they were bringing, and the pink and the purple and the blue juices. So I raised those children in the daycare center and changed their diets and improved their overall health. So I started with nutrition in the 80s, and in the 90s is when it turned from a hobby into being full-time because I started taking a lot of courses on anatomy, nutrition, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and what they could do to how to help the body to heal itself. So I started doing workshops. Back then I started the TV show, the radio show, which I still do now, and just traveling around the world and going different places and learning as much as I could and bringing it all back here to the south side of Chicago to help, because just this past Wednesday on the cover of the Chicago Sun-Times was this beautiful young sister, 30 years old. Her name is Munifa Thomas, and she's a health reporter for Chicago Sun-Times. And it said, my stroke at age 30, and the story would have broken your heart. I was just so thankful that she was able to rehab, and I sent her an email to let her know that I'd be glad to help her through diet, vitamins, minerals, herbs, or all of them put together. So that's what I do Monday through Friday, is I help get people out of that vicious cycle, that hard work of, which seems hard to people, it's really not hard, to get people off medication, off dialysis, or prevent it in the first place.
That is so awesome. And make sure y'all tune in to this sister show, you know, and call her up and, you know, really, really check into what she's saying. I'm not saying that, okay, you're going to be a little skeptical, you know, because it's your body. And, you know, of course, we've been trained to think a certain way. But really make that connection and that contact information and listen to the show because, you know, Fastest Mass Real Talk Radio is to bring, you know, information forward so the people can take benefit from it. That's what it's for. It's not just to talk. It's not just to, you know, us to tickle your ear or, you know, try to, you know, impress you. No, we're actually trying to, we set up the platform so we could try to save lives, you know, so we could try to save lives. So thank you, sister, for that. And like I said, I'm going to keep your line open, you know, anytime you would like to, you know, jump in, that'd be great. But we really appreciate you so much. And excuse me. And because of you, you know, my wife and I, we totally changed, you know, the way that we eat. In the last couple of years, we've been making the transition to, you know, eat better, as I told you. And, you know, the more we listen to you, the more better we get. We say, stay away from that. You know, don't drink that. You know, let's get our little alkaline water. Let's eat our veggies. You know, let's do our little raw thing and salad thing. You know, get our body cleansed and, you know, and going to go on your program. So, you know, we're preparing, and we definitely appreciate you and thank you. And God bless you once again. And please continue putting out that information and doing what you do, sister.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Thank you. God bless. So let's go to another beloved who has been with us for a while. And, you know, this brother has been bashing and smashing, you know, on a weekly basis going in. You know, the brother has, you know, put up his money as well to pay for, you know, some of the program on Bash and Smash Real Talk Radio. You know, the brother said, look, I'm here. Let's get it done. You know, let me help you. What can I do to help you? You know, the brother told me, you know, Brother Bashir, you shouldn't have to do this by yourself, brother. You know, and the brother came in the building, you know, with great support, man. And, you know, and he had put his money up, you know. So we definitely got to appreciate and thank anyone, you know, that's putting their money up, you know. And like I said, this brother been speaking truth to power, giving people information. He has also created some of our pamphlets, which is awesome. I'm telling you, he done a great job creating these pamphlets, you know, to give to the people. And, you know, I really thank this brother, and I'm so appreciative that this brother, you know, dedicated his time, dedicated his finances to, you know, seeing our efforts move forward, you know. And that is wonderful, you know. It's so beautiful to see real individuals that's not talking about it, you know. They actually walk in it and talk in it. You know, that is so awesome. That's just awesome, man. And let's bring in our beloved brother, our National Vice President of the Lions of the Law Organization, the Iron Lion in the building, Brother Daoud Ahmed out of Racine, Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Is it Wisconsin or Wisconsin? Wisconsin.
Right? Depending on who you're talking to.
You know who you're talking to, right?
You talk to the brothers in Wisconsin.
Right. We always got to put some type of swagger behind it. But, you know, brother, I definitely, I sincerely really thank you, brother, for, you know, being there like you are, you know, because you've been there when, you know, they threw shots at me and still throwing shots at me, you know. But you kept it there. You ain't even get scared. And, you know, this brother actually had emails, you know, saying, you know, stay away from Brother Bashir. You know, stay away from him. Stay away from the radio program, you know. And the brother was like, you know, he put me on to it. He actually put me on to, you know, these emails that's going around that saying Brother Bashir is going to get popped and, you know, so much craziness. And, you know, this brother was like, man, I'm not going nowhere. I'm standing right here. We're doing what's right. You know, I believe in this. We moving forward. I'm right here like a soldier. And he didn't buck dance or bow down. And he also put the money up. Brother, we love you, man. Thank you, beloved brother. Thank you, brother. So let me ask you a question. You know, I mean, with all that being said, especially when, you know, you got the emails of stay away and you still maintained that course, you still came out saying, I'm still going to be on the program speaking truth to power. In fact, I'm going to put money up to make sure the program continues to go. It never gets off the air. And, you know, I mean, what is that, brother? What's that motivation?
Well, you know, first off, you know, like everybody else, I want to thank you, man, for the opportunity, you know, to express my voice, you know, let me be heard. My motivation is simple. You know, I love Islam. I've been Muslim for well over half my life, and you know, I understand this religion and I understand the beauty of it. And you know, this is something that I want to share with the people, and particularly with the African American people. So my motivation is. It's just that, man, bringing truth. So, you know, as long as I know, you know, that we bringing truth to the people, that we doing a service to the people, you know, nothing can knock me off that square. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, all of the other stuff, the threats, the talk behind the back, the stay away from this brother, this and that. You know, I know because I've been dealing with you. You know, and your family and the other brothers and sisters that's on the show, You know, I've been dealing with you particularly for a while. And, you know, me and you always had a good rapport. We had a good relationship. So, you know, those things that you're trying to do or that we trying to do as a group, you know, I wholeheartedly believe in those things. So, you know, when somebody's on the outside looking in, they don't truly understand what it is we try to do. So, for me, my motivation is, you know, the people that we trying to serve. That's my motivation. So I don't want to bring them half-truth or part-truth or, you know, say things because it might be politically correct or whatever the case may be. If it's not helping anybody, then it's no good. So, you know, one thing I can say about this, the Bash and Smash family, is that we, you know, we truly bring truth to power, you know, and we, our ideology is like, you know, put up or shut up. If you think that we bringing something that's not true, then show us. You know what I'm saying? And we can show any type of truth that we bring in. So, you know, my motivation is the people that we're trying to serve.
Yes, sir. And, you know, it's really awesome, you know, to see that type of, you know, motivation and dedication, you know. And brother, please continue on that because, I mean, you was there when, just like you broke down, you know, and it's still going on. But, you know, it really amazed me when you got the email to say, stay away from this brother. He going to get popped. And, you know, isn't that what the email said, brother? It was crazy, right?
Yeah,
it was crazy, right? And then, you know, I know that, you know, most people would drop their bags and run. Like, look, man, I don't even know what they talking about with this pop thing over here. But, you know,
right.
Where I'm from, pop, like, pop ain't too good. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So, you know, but to stay in there, you know, it's definitely awesome. And, you know, when you put your money up, brother, you know, to make sure the thing is supportive, that's just awesome, man. So, brother, we would like to present to you, you know, two awards as well, brother. We'd like to give you the Malcolm X Service Award for propagation. And once again, I really mean what I'm saying. I truly do. You know, this is not a show. It's not, you know, it's not some fantasy. You know, I'm really speaking truth to power right now and sharing my feelings with you. You know, so, you know, you out there on the front line speaking truth to power, brother. And also, we'd like to give you the Abu Bakr Siddiq Award for financial sacrifice. And, you know, Abu Bakr Siddiq, may peace be upon him, you know, he... When the Prophet, you know, was there, he brought all of his wealth for the cause of Islam. You know, that was the energy, you know. And, of course, the Prophet told him to take some back, but, you know, that's the spirit of it. You know, when you say, I'm behind this thing, because when you're really behind something, you know, you put all your energy into that thing. You know, you say, you know what, I'm going to support it. I'm going to make sure that, you know, whatever I can do to make it, you know, grow and to be a support, I'm going to do it. And it's just so awesome that, you know, you step to the plate, man, and you truly are a soldier and a man of God. And we definitely thank you for that, beloved. So, you know, thank you very much. And is there anything else that you would like to add, beloved?
Just, you know, for everybody that's listening, just to, you know, continue to listen, continue to follow the lines of Allah. You know, we got some big things going on in 2013, and I look forward to, you know, continuing with my show and, you know, hope to improve, you know, with each show. And, you know, just, you know, just, man, just keep up the work that you're doing, man, and you keep pushing me. Because, you know, everybody needs a little push sometime, and that's one of the things that you do, I think, for all of us, you know. you know, you give us that push. Like, for me, when you first asked me to do the show, it was like, man, I don't know if I can handle 2 hours. And you was like, nah, you can do it. And it was like you wouldn't go take no for it. I mean, I wanted to do it, you know, but you wasn't going to take, like, no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no for answer, no excuses. You're going to do it. You're going to do the 2 hours. I mean, I started out with, you know, a co-host, but now I'm by myself, but still, you know, the 2 hours, they just fly by. So, you know, I appreciate you for the motivation, you for the push that you give me, and just the listeners, you know, continue to listen. You got some big things going on. And God willing,
sir.
you know, some of the people that just tune in and listen, they can, you know, soon come into the organization.
Yes, sir. And, you know, thank you, beloved, from the bottom of my heart. May the Most High shower his blessings and bestow everything in your favor, because we need people like you, brother. We definitely need people like you. So, brother, I appreciate it. We're going to keep your line open, and we're going to move on. But once again, thank you for your service, brother, and, you know, continue doing what you do. The Iron Lion, Brother Dawood Ahmed in the building. All praise due to the Most High. Now, this next person that I'm going to bring in, and once again, you know, I'm really speaking truth to power. I promise you I'm not being extra, you know. But, of course, the queen or the mother, or that some would say, what they say in the church, the first mother. The first mother. You know, this sister has been here and, you know, regardless as to how outside I am, the sister, you know, has been there supporting me, you know, and pushing me and giving me motivation to get out here and do this work. And every step of the way, I'm not saying it's all pretty. I'm not saying that. But the truth of the matter is that the true essence of, you know, the spirit of the sister is, you know, support, love, and go ahead, motivation, go do what you have to do, you know, raise the people. And through my studying, you know, even though I'm studying, and sometimes I guess I'm admitting to a little sin, but sometimes, you know, okay, a lot of times, my time is not I have the time restraint issue, you know. So, you know, of course I'm talking about my wife, Sakina Amatul Hart. And, you know, when I'm studying or, you know, if I'm writing my book, you know, I'll be in it constantly. You know, I'm just in it. Like, I'm reading this, I'm studying this, I'm, you know, I'm writing the book, you know. And, you know, I'm really not giving my wife the time, but, you know, I feel this sting from it, of course, you know, naturally. But a lot of times, most of the time, she let me go. And she said, you know, he just got to do what he got to do. And, you know, this sister has put up the work, and the money as well. You know, anything that we want to do, any effort, you know, she really has been there to support it. 100%, you know, and she's been on the program as well, you know, bashing and smashing with the Sisters of Knowledge. You know, she had co-hosts before, then she went by herself. Well, first she actually started, when she came on the radio, it was me and her hosting on Mondays, you know, and she did that for a while. So people that, you know, was with us from the beginning times, they know it was me and her, you know, on Mondays going in, bashing this, bashing the husband and wife duo, you know, it's just so awesome to have, you know, someone who is really there and supportive of, you know, your work, and saying, and when you feel like, you know, perhaps this is not the right way to go, you know, or perhaps maybe I should just focus on, you know, working, you know, getting my money, you know, taking care of us, and that's it. You know, maybe I should drop it, you know. And the sister was like, no, you know, you can't do that, you know. She gets me back on the horse all the time, you know, And, you know, when the threats come and came, you know, and I really felt some type of way about it, you know, because you feel angry and you feel like, why would they be threatened threatening me, you know, and people were saying, he's trying to be the leader of all the Muslims in the world. He's trying to be a Khalifa, you know, but she was there to say, you know, this is part of the territory. You know, they're going to hate on you, you know, because what messenger didn't they hate on? You know, what person that actually do good that they didn't hate on? And the sister also took a lot of crap for me as well, you know, and continue to give that support and, you know, hold the family structure together. And she do anything to alleviate, you know, the weight I have. You know, and it's an honor and it's a pleasure to introduce, you know, our sister, my beloved wife, Sakina Amatul Haq. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the building, my beloved dear one and wife. Welcome to the program.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. To Allah wa barakatuhu. That was such an awesome introduction.
You know, I really mean it. You know, despite you know the inside things that you know husband and wife go through, and you know it gets rocky at times. That's relationships. But the thing is that when you have you know a woman who is who truly believes in you, you know, and who truly wants to live Islam and, you know, be a part of, you know, a strong family structure, so on and so forth. You know, to have someone like you is really an asset. It really is, you know, because anything that needs to be done, she's willing to do, you know. Maybe she won't get it done as fast as I would like, but she'll definitely do it, you know. And but, you know, you definitely are awesome. You know, I'm being truthful. I'm being honest. And I really don't, you know, I know that the Almighty Creator is, you know, the power of all powers and the friend of all friends. But the institution of the marriage, you know, being 50%, you know, you as my other half truly make me a whole and can get me, you know, going in the right direction to try to do what I need to do. Spiritually, you know, financially, so on and so forth. And, you know, I definitely thank you for that. So just in a second, sister, we're going to come right back to you. But I want to take a break. And while we take a quick break, I'm going to give you the special treat, my beloved wife. And this one's for you. So I'll be right back in just a moment.
No, you've been hurt by someone else. I feel by the way you carry yourself. If you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care. Love and a heart. I've asked about you and they told me things, but my mind didn't change. I still feel the same. What's a life with no fun? Please don't be so ashamed. I die real, cause that truth hurts and those lies still, and you can't sleep thinking that he lies still, so you cry still, tears all in the pillowcase, big girl dog, get a little taste off, pushing me away so I give her space off, dealing with a heart that I didn't break, I'll be there for you, I will care for you, I keep thinking you just don't know, trying to run from that, say you're done with that, on your face girl it just don't show, when you're ready just say you're ready, when all the baggage just ain't as heavy, and the party's over just don't forget me, we'll change the pace and we'll just go slow, you won't ever have to worry, you won't ever have to hide. You've seen all my mistakes.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back. blogtalkradio.com/bashrealtalkradio. I'm your host, Brother Bashir Abdul-Haq. And that one was for you, honey. I'll take care of you. We're going to rock out. We know what we do, you know. So thank you for being that rock sister. Thank you for all of that support. And, you know, we're truly honored to have, you know, a woman that has came through so much hell due to the culture of our society. And, you know, you've embraced Islam despite the odds. And, you know, Sakina is another woman that, you know, covers her entire, you know, body. So, you know, it's awesome, awesome. There's nothing else I can definitely say. So let's welcome my sister in the building, Sister Sakina Amatul-Haq. Assalamu alaikum again, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam. Double introduction. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So, sister, you know, without going in on me, how about, you know, you respond to, you could go in a little bit, you know, but, I mean, it's not
no,
easy. It's not easy being in a relationship where, you know, being married to a preacher is very hard, right? I mean, somebody that's trying to always speak and preach. And I mean, that's what I do, like, literally all day. If, you know, if I'm in work or at school, I'm always building on something, you know. I'm always, like, throwing something out there so I can try to wake up some of the minds. I mean, what is that experience for you? Because, I mean, you need an award just for that.
I agree.
Me too.
I definitely concur. No, but here's the thing that's important. You know, I believe in you. I believe in your vision. But more than anything, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I believe in the Quran. And the work that you know that must be done, and the fact that you took the initiative to go out and say, you know what, this is not being done, this is what has to be done, I need to do this. This is who you were when I met you. You know, when I met you, you was bringing Islam. That's how we met. Hey, listen to this. I have this. Da 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 da. How about that? Da 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 da. Wow. So that's just interweaved in the fibers of who you are. That's why I love you. You know. You see the pathologies and the social ills in our communities. And you know that this is not the way we should be living. You know this is not the way the Creator created us to endure through life. And you don't want this to continue. You don't want to see this perpetuating cycle continue. And you have picked up your sword and your shield, and you have marched forward. And I am so grateful to the Creator that I'm even allowed to much behind you, because, you know, a lot of times, yes, does it get, Sakina, we have to do, and Sakina want to lay down and be fat, yes, but I'm grateful that you keep me on track, like, listen, and I'm grateful that I have the opportunity even to assist. I love being on this team. I see where you're going, and I'm grateful. I am just so grateful. And sometimes I lose sight of that. But, you know, it's through the grace and mercy of Allah that I'm able to come back to my senses like, hey, because there is a lot of stress in this. And, you know, but I know this is important, and it has to be done. And if you don't do it, who's going to do it? It's only been a handful of people that's willing to do it. We can't keep sitting by. What are you going to say on the day of judgment? You, your brother's keeper, so what did you do for your brother? Right. No, I don't want to do that.
you know, you asked everybody what's their motivation. My motivation is Jenna. That I want to get to paradise. That's where I'm trying to go. And anything that I could do in the will of the Creator, which for one is pleasing my husband, for two is doing the things that, maybe not in that order, but, you know, doing the things that he told me I'm supposed to do, want for my brother, what I want for myself first. And what I want for myself is a safe community. And that's what I want for my brothers. I want my sisters to be able to walk down the street without being molested or busted ahead or robbed or, you know, all the sicknesses. You know, I want for my little sisters or my little nieces not to grow up and have to be molested. Mm-hmm. I want to be in the fight to change the condition.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I want to put this in perspective, right, of how the sister has supported. And, Sakita, you come with me on this now. I think it was one year ago. But anyway, a year ago when we went to the march in Virginia? Was that last?
2011.
Yeah, February 2011, right?
Yes.
Right, so almost 2 years. Yeah, February 2011, right. So what happened was one of the young brothers that actually used to live a couple of doors down from me, he was, you know, shot in the back by the police. You actually could go look up the story, you know, Google the story. But, you know, so I got calls from Virginia that this had happened. And upon that, and then I started reading the story. You know, I started reading what they said happened, you know, the police and, you know, the news, and I'm reading the paper and I'm investigating. And I found that, you know, I was like, there's something fishy here. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, what the boy Speedy, we called him Speedy, a.k.a. Charleston Newby, what he was doing, you know, that he lived a perfect life. But I knew that the story was, you know, shaky. But long story short, you know, everybody down there, well, not everybody, literally, but a lot of the brothers that, you know, I knew down there that knew Speedy was very angry at that, you know, and they was like, they want to retaliate on the police, so on and so forth. So understanding, you know, what I do, you know, I was contacted and I said, okay, I have to go down there and cool this thing off in the neighborhood, you know. And this shows how, you know, the Creator is moving us. But anyway, it was me, my wife, and our son, Vasir, and I said, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go down there. We're going to do a peace rally, you know. So I made calls down there. I got security set up. I had, you know, talked with some of the, I know a lot of the Black Panther brothers. So I called some of my brothers down there, and I said, this is what we're going to do on this day. We're going to ante up. We're going to, you know, have a peace rally. This was beautiful. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it on DVD because I have the copies of it. And, you know, you'll be able to get a copy of that. But so you know, my wife was like, you know, you want to go down there and do this peace rally? I'm with you. Let's pack the car. We out of here. You know, and we packed the car. We was out of there. And I know that she didn't really have a clue as to what was going to happen. And eventually, you know, we got there and we set up everything. And it was like, it was 200 plus people that came to that rally. And here it was that I was there, you know, the one that organized it, basically there with myself and my family. And, you know, my wife was on the front line with me and my kids was on the front line with me. And, you know, we led these people through the grace of Allah on this wonderful march. You know, and the media was out there, and, you know, it was so beautiful. But this is the type of the support the sister gave me, you know. And, I mean, when that happened and we said we was going to go down there and have this march, I mean, what was going through your head? I mean, you just was like, I'm going to support you. I mean, Why would you support something like that? We're going to go to Virginia, have this march. You don't really know what's going to take place, how it's going to go. You know, I mean, what motivates you to do that, sister?
Well, here, once again, is Allah.
that's my motivation, because if my husband says to me, Sakina, and this is our life. My husband is like this. As he already admitted to, he's constantly thinking, reading, and studying, okay? Which, you know, I'm grateful that he can still bear with me because, you know, I know some sisters, you know, they don't need a lot of attention. Honey, go ahead. I like attention. I like being under my husband. I like laughing with him because he's my best friend. He is so hilariously funny. He is a sweetie pie. Oh, my gosh. And I just enjoy being with him, period. And when he's in his zone, though, that's it. It's like you could be right in his face. And he's just really in his zone. So, you know, as a wife, sometimes that could be a little frustrating. But because I know, like Kareem said, I see his vision. And I've always seen it from I met him. That's why I knew he was my split apart. I knew I was created for him. Because I hear him and I listen to him and his energy and my energy, and together I know this is the way this brother got to go, and you have to be there to help him and support him and to keep him on his square, as Brother Dawood would say. Keep him on his square, sister. That's your job. And I take my job seriously. So if my husband said, listen, we got a peace rally to do here, this is what we're doing. When my husband said, listen, I need to get on the radio. We're going to go radio. And he tried to go mainstream radio, and then that balled into something else I won't discuss. And then he went with, you know what, that's the case. I'm going to go this way. And he did Bash and Smash Real Talk Radio. And I said, okay, that's great. And he was co-hosting with somebody else, like the first couple of weeks of his show. And that didn't work out. And then he said, Sakina, man, you coming on with me. This is how our relationship goes. You're coming on. As a wife, as a supporter, and a believer in his dream, absolutely I'm on with you. Then he said, you know what, I think the sisters need their own show because sometimes sisters' issues are different and you might need to talk about stuff that pertains to sisters. So I want you to start going on Tuesdays. Bam, I'm on Tuesdays. Yes, sir, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, 2 hours by yourself is dragging a little. You're doing well, but I think you need a co-host. Bam, get a co-host. Back and forth, whatever my brother needs, whatever my husband needs, whatever my best friend needs, whatever the love of my life wants, as long as he is on his square and we're working towards something positive and we stay within the realms of our belief and our understanding and this Quran, then that's my job. I am the wife. I have to play my position, and that's why when you said we go into the rally, that's what we're going to do. I didn't care what we was going to encounter because I know that we are both believers in Allah, and I know Allah is going to protect us. So however you got to move, you got to move. When the threats came, I said, what, we're going to pray, we're going to give it to Allah, and we're going to keep pushing forward because that's what we do around here. We keep it pushing. Let's go. And I think I need to keep going. Yes, you're right. You do, brother. That's what you do. This is who you are. This brother had me and his son in Virginia by ourselves on the side of the streets preaching Islam. Yes, he is dedicated. This is who he is. And I knew it. So how could I not love what I knew? Once you know, then that's it. Alhamdulillah.
And I definitely, you know, all praises due to the Most High. I really appreciate it. You know, so let me ask you this one last question before we present your awards to you. And that is, now, was there a point, because, the crowd got really big, you know, and was there a point you was a little like, Bashir, maybe this is too much, we can't handle it, or you just was all the way like, you know what, I don't care how many people it is, you know, because, I mean, 200 versus 1 is some odds that, you know, it's a little scary there. I mean, so, I mean, was it nothing for you?
You know what? No. Let me tell you. Okay, this is how it was. Because in case y'all don't know about the general is very organized. And that is why he's my split apart, because Sister Sakina is not so organized. The general set it up. He had the brothers out there. He told them which direction they was going to go in. He told us where we was going to stand. It's 200 people. Listen, I want the sisters, all women, in the middle. It should be men in the front of them, and it should be men to the behind of them. Everybody should be together. People should not be spread out all over. When the people spread out, the brother brought them back together. But what got a little scary is when we were walking through the neighborhood, because we went on like this 1 mile walk around the neighborhood, which I thought my feet was going to fall off, but that's besides the point. We went around the neighborhood and people was just joining in. They seen us marching, they knew what it was for, and people just kept running into the group. So this is how the 200 plus came, because as we rounded the neighborhoods, more and more people, and I was like, because as a sister, I'm in the middle. My husband is leading the march, so he's in the front. Now, understand that when me and my husband is in the street together, he is right there on his wife, because he know his job is his wife. Let me protect that all time. So when all these people was running up, because, you know, in a neighborhood, you never know what's going to jump off. You know, this brother could have beef with somebody, but it was so awesome because, of course, I still trust in the Lord for everything to be well. But, you know, as a person, you get a little nervous, like, hey, y'all all running up in here. But you know, that to me, that was the scariest part. Like, hey, because, I mean, they came out their houses. It looked like a video or a commercial. You know, like we marched through the neighborhood in these houses in Virginia, and then you see, like, groups of people just coming out, like, oh, we marching. And flip-flops and sandals, because it is Virginia, and, you know, the weather's a little warm, but it is February, and I was like, hey, yeah, I don't even have on clothes. And they was like, hey, we out here, and, you know, some of the young boys with their pants hanging down. And he kept it uniform, and he would stop it and keep us all together, which kept make me feel better, too, that even though I was in the middle, I could still see my husband. And, of course, he told his son to guard his mother. So we did have, you know, my big son, although I don't know how much protection he would have been. I might have had to protect him, but whatever. That's still my baby.
Yes, yes, ma'am. And, you know, that's the type of support that we're talking about here. And this is why we actually want to, you know, present to you 3 awards, sister, you know, for that type of dedication. And, you know, the first award is the Malcolm X Service Award for propagation, holding it down for Sisters of Knowledge. You know, you've been over a year of the Sisters of Knowledge, right? That program been going on for a while now. So
almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. It's like exactly when we started. We've been on 2.5 years. Yeah. Yeah,
right.
That long. Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Oh, we've been on 2.5 years, so the Sisters of Knowledge been on about 2 years, because it was only a little bit after that you said go on by yourself. I mean, go on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, 3 years. Wow. Alhamdulillah,
yes,
brother.
Ma'am. Alhamdulillah. And the next award that we would like to present to you is the Abu Bakr Siddiq Award for Financial Sacrifice, because, you know, you have truly been there and saying, you know, I want to help with this, and you put the money down, you know, with me and support, and it's awesome. And, you know, God bless you for that. And, you know, the last award is the Khadijah Service Award for Best Support. you know, being there and saying, you know, you can do it. I trust you, and whatever direction you're going in, Bashir, as long as it's on the hawk and, you know, it's of righteousness, I'm there with you, support it. And, you know, I mean, the words can't express how such a support like that, it's wonderful. And thank you, my beloved wife, for, you know, being that backbone, being that support. And is there anything that you would like to add, beloved?
I'm truly humbled by the kind words that you've said. You know, I, much like my co-host, there's some things I want to say to you, but I want to start by saying first that, and I hope that she's still on, that Sister Shante, I appreciate you. You, although you are not a formal host on Bash and Smash, the work that you've done to help this program move forward, that the work you've done helping me create show ideas, helping me with information for my show, suggestions for my show, you, my dear sister, are such an asset to Bash and Smash Real Talk Radio, the Lions of Allah, your blogging, your dedication, your constant encouragement for both me and my husband. You know, you are so important, and I'm so thankful that you are part of this. And Auntie Hassana and Uncle Rafiq, Auntie Hassana, you, okay, just too much. All right, I'm going to stop because I really want to thank people, but I can feel the emotion, so I don't want to bust out. But Auntie, thank you because you helped me so much. And Uncle Rafiq, I thank you for allowing her, with all her extra duties, to volunteer her time. Because everybody who's listening, remember that everybody who's a host here do this 2 hours voluntarily. We do not pay to host the shows. This is people who are just, here's my 2 hours week after week. I got information. I want to spread it. And we are so thankful. Brother Dawu, I know you've been here almost as long as I have. So, you know, you've been holding it down. Just like the brother said, financially, you encourage him too, because you his yin, ya yin and yang too. You know, he's, and you're, okay, everybody relax. So you balance him. And you know, it's, Brother Kareem, bruh. And then you and Uncle Rafiq, y'all show the energy, the information. I love y'all show. Ah, okay, I can't say enough. And Brother Bashir, you had the insight. You had the blessings of Allah to put this all together, to bring us together, to make us a family, a community that's going to help our communities to heal, to raise our children. What you have done out here is nothing short of amazing. It's phenomenal, the efforts that you're putting out, because most people are not. You sacrifice your time and lots of it, not just putting together these shows. These things don't pop up. You don't just decide one day, I'm going to have a show, and then it goes from one day to 6 days. And then, you know, I'm going to simultaneously start an organization, and I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to do a lecture tour, and I'm going to start a garden, and I'm going to make build these classes, and I'm going to and. Who's doing that? there's such a small percentage, and I know Uncle Rafiq, you out there doing the same thing. And I'm going to be a husband, and I'm going to be a father, and I got to be a brother. Wow, I got to be a role model and an activist and a community leader. The end. But I am so grateful, and I'm a part of it. Jazakallah, Khairum. I love you.
I love you too, dear. Allahu Akbar. Y'all, man, y'all doing it to me tonight. I got to get ready to get out of here. y'all, you know, all right, cool. you know, we thank everybody for, you know, coming out and being able to share, you know, this moment with us. And, you know, we really have, you know, grown a small community that is engaging the larger community, you know, like Sister Sakina just said. And, you know, that's really awesome. You know, we truly have, you know, defied, you know, what is supposed to happen, you know, because, I mean, Brother Dawood is in, you know, he's across the country, you know. Our sisters and brothers are in Philadelphia, you know, our sister in Indiana, you know, we in New York, you know, our brothers in St. Louis. But we are connected, you know, and we are, you know, we form like Voltron, you know, and it, that in itself is just so awesome, you know, it really is awesome. And, you know, we're gonna get out of here, and I hope that, you know, everyone in, you know, enjoy this 2013 that's coming in, and may we look forward to doing more great work and achieving. You know, more great things. I mean, we really have achieved so much already. And, you know, we're going to shock the people. You know, when they look up again after next year, God willing, you know, it's going to be shocking, because we got a lot of things lined up, not just talk, but actual service programs that people can come to physically, classes we have that's being finalized, you know. So much is going to be going on in our organization next year. So we invite you to come out, and perhaps, you know, you will be one of the ones, you know, awarded a award for your efforts and your dedication, your love to serve the community. Visit lionsofalaw.org. That's lionsofalaw.org. You know, check out our website. You know, come out, support. You know, be a part of the family if you would like to. But I'm telling you, watch out, because LOA is coming your way. So with all the hosts and all of the members of the Lions of the Law organization, may the Almighty Creator, you know, bestow his blessings, his favors upon you, and may we all live in peace, and may we all achieve the station of being a inhabitant of the paradise or the heaven. God willing. So we thank you for that, brothers and sisters. Thank you for listening. We leave you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication leads to complications. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from Rick to Kingdom. My Kingdom, Major Kingdom, one run. To understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing tests me, run to me, gun. Yeah, take a threat to me, no one son. El been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gon' scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gain the whole world for the price of your soul. Trying to grab hold of what you can't control. Now you all lost for the sight to behold. from Allah to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always want to play innocent. Always want to take it to the fullest extent. Always want to make it seem like good intent. Never want to face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't want to hear my opinion. There's how many paths and you must choose one. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. So you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just won one.
What the bomb.